LAFM and 7SD, we are playing the best mix for your drive home, and you do have Glenn here today. Joining me is Aaron Harvey, who was on MasterChef. He's also hosted his own TV show and has now written a book, A House Husband's Guide, Cooking for Your Pregnant Partner, which will help me out because I have no idea how to cook. Welcome to the drive home, Aaron. So before we get into the book, what was MasterChef like?
It was fantastic. You know, I was on season two, which obviously was just after the inaugural season, and it was an incredible experience. I was lucky enough to cook with people like Adam Liao and Marion Grosby and, a couple of other really, really well-known cooks now around the world. So, we had a great time. We met incredible chefs, had amazing experiences. But the thing I suppose that was most marvelous about it was, you know, we were all passionate home cooks before, but it really taught us a hell of a lot about food and showed us what it was like to kind of get a foot into the industry itself.
Yeah, we've spoken to a couple of people that have been contestants on MasterChef, and they all say the same thing, and that is that you learn so much.
Oh, you do. Look, I was in the house for 9 months during season two, and I went again on MasterChef All-Star a few years later. And, you know, there's nothing to do but cook in there. And, because you're cut off from the outside world. So you're surrounded by other passionate foodies and you're obviously being competitive. So all you do day in, day out is you cook. You think about food, you cook, that's all you do. So you figure out what you like very quickly and you get really good at what you're doing really, really fast. It's like a culinary school on steroids.
Now, you're a loving husband and dad. How many children do you have?
I have one. This is my first, Isabella. She's two and a bit. So I'm just at the point in a child's life where we're experiencing 45 emotions in a half an hour.
Oh, that is funny and cute. Now, tell us about your book, The House Husband's Guide, Cooking for Your Pregnant Partner.
Yeah, well, look, when my wife got pregnant, I kind of wanted to get involved with the pregnancy. But as most partners will find, your partner goes through this incredible metamorphosis where their body's changing, they're nurturing a child. And as the partner, you know, it seems like sometimes your job's already done. So you don't kind of get involved with that side of it. So I wanted to do more. And one of the things that occurred to me that I could help my wife and help nourish my, unborn child was to, cook the food.
Okay.
The great thing about it for men is that when you're cooking the food day in, day out, not only are you supporting your wife, helping your unborn child, but you're getting all these amazing Browning points for being just a fantastic person and cooking all the meals, and so you're looked upon as this wonderful house husband.
What I like about your cookbook is the fact that your cookbook doesn't just have recipes, it's also got tips and tricks.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the good thing about it is it's got recipes in there for people who are good at cooking, for people that are intermediate, and some really simple stuff, but it's also got some funny stories in there, it's got some tips and tricks for just, general things of how to, if your wife's feeling full all the time or feeling sick, how to kind of deal with those problems and maybe, some cheats that you can do to get around some of that, even to the point where at the end of the book there's a section called hospital food. And what I did was I put together some recipes of all the food you're not allowed to eat when you're pregnant that you can make when you get home, featuring all the stuff that was off the menu.
So, Aaron, what's a common mistake someone makes in the kitchen?
I think that one of the mistakes anyone can make in the kitchen is basically not giving up after a failure. I mean, to this day, everyone makes them, and a failure in the kitchen is not a failure at all, because if anyone's making an effort to make dinner for their family, everyone appreciates it, whether it doesn't taste great or it does. There is no failure in the kitchen. It's just learning and trying.
The book is A House Husband's Guide, Cooking for Your Pregnant Partner. Aaron Harvey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day today, guys.
And you can have a listen back to this interview by heading to the Drive Home Show page on LAFM or 7SD.com.au.